It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in 30 minutes, we will check in with Elliot Shore Parks, who may or may not be in a Brazilian prison, last we heard.
Well, he did text me.
Oh, really?
As of right now, he's
from
okay.
The prison?
No, he did not. He was a coward, unlike everyone else down there, and did not tweet.
Ah,
so we
yes.
had to break that one down.
Well, that's going to hurt his Eagles Insider of the Year rankings, I think, if he doesn't tweet.
Might not even be ranked.
Ooh. You did not in the top five?
Yeah.
Strong.
We'll see.
Shiel Kapadia. Now, you're not in Brazil, Shiel, I assume. You're here.
I'm in beautiful Delaware County, where you guys did the tour of Delco. So a lot of similarities. A lot of times get compared to one another. But no, I'm not in Brazil.
And now, we did not see you stop at any of the Tour de Delco stops, I don't think. Did we? Where the hell were you?
Listen, I didn't want to bring it up. You know, you would think when I've done these hits for 8 years in a row, I've outlasted Carlin, I've outlasted Mark, that when you come to beautiful Spazzo in Media, Pennsylvania, which is less than a mile from my house, I go, oh, call, she'll come in, get some pasta, come on air. But it didn't happen, so maybe the next time you do it.
Oh, so it's on us.
Ah.
It's, oh, okay. All right.
You're fired. I have a very fragile
You're from, you're from Chester from County. You know nothing about Delco. Would you stop?
Yeah.
Listen, born in Riddle Hospital, Fritz, okay? You don't know the whole Kapadia history. That's for another show.
Wow, born in Riddle Hospital. So, yeah. Shiel, obviously of The Ringer and the Philly Special, glad to have you back again this year. We've been talking about, actually, ask you this off the top. If the Eagles are in the same tier as the 49ers and the Detroit Lions, I guess the first question is, you know, what teams do you have in that top tier? And the second part of that is, are the Eagles in that category?
I do have, I mean, there's such a boom or bust team that it's like hard to, I just had such a hard time figuring out what is going to happen with them this year. But when I look at the ceiling, I do have them in that tier. You know, I think I've got four teams from the NFC that can get to the Super Bowl. It's the Lions, the Packers, the 49ers, and the Eagles. So obviously two of them are playing each other on Friday night. So you look at the rest of the conference, I guess if you like Dallas, you could throw them in there. I don't have them making the playoffs. But yes, there is a scenario where things go right for this Eagles team and they get to the Super Bowl. And we've all sat through a lot of Eagles seasons, and sometimes you get to week one and, you know, you might have a best-case scenario, but you're just like, this team can't get to the Super Bowl. That's not the case. They can. They're talented enough to get there this year. So, yeah, I do have them in that top tier with those other three teams.
When you look at the defense, right, I think that's the biggest concern most people have is identifying, I guess, playmakers on that side of the football, but more importantly, up front, right? The Eagles have always built their defenses through the defensive line. And then with the exception of Jalen Carter, we're struggling to find anybody that we can really – mark down, I mean, BG is excluded from all this, Brandon Graham. But the other guys, I'm finding it hard to be able to, you know, lock down any type of number that I can place on them as far as productivity. What do you think about the Eagles' defense overall and the pass rush especially?
Yeah, I'm with you, Ike. This is kind of like a bizarro Eagles team where for decades we've been like, well, all right, they might not be great at wide receiver or here, but on the line to scrimmage most years, they're going to be pretty good. And I go into this season with my biggest question marks being pass rush and then kind of the interior of that offensive line when you lose Jason Kelce and you're starting Mekhi Becton. So, yeah, there's not a lot of sure things on that with that pass rush. You know, I think Jalen Carter's going to have a monster season. I think by the end of the year we'll be talking about him as like a top five defensive tackle in the NFL. I really do think he's going to have a monster sophomore season. But everybody else, Bryce Huff has never done it as a full-time starter. Jordan Davis, it's got to be more than just stopping the run on early downs. Nolan Smith, I have no idea what to expect from him. So you kind of go up and down the defensive line. And, yes, the pass rush is absolutely a concern for me. They've invested in there. They spent first-round picks. They spent a lot of money on Bryce Huff. So it could work out well, but there are just more unknowns than we're used to going into an Eagle season.
So from an offensive perspective, we all talk about it as if it is a known quantity. We know they're going to score a lot of points because there's a lot of talent there as well. They have a reasonably established offensive coordinator. I think for me, the biggest question to you is, what exactly does it look like? I guess in comparison to when we've seen the Eagles succeed with this personnel, when we've seen them fail, what do you think will be the most different and what is their path to success? How are they defined?
Yeah, I think they just have to add layers to, you know, what they've done. It's not, I don't think it's going to look, you know, totally different. I do think it is different for Jalen Hurts, so I understand why he made the 95% comment. But I think when we're watching it on Friday night, it's still going to be a lot of, hey, A.J. Brown has a one-on-one, give him a shot there. It's going to be a lot of Jalen Hurts being used in the run game in addition to Saquon Barkley. But to me, it's about having answers to when the defense gives you problems. And we know the biggest one there is when defenses blitz and how inept they looked last year against that. So Kellen Moore had those Cowboys offenses where they were really good against the blitz if you look at the numbers. And so if the Eagles this year are not good against the blitz, it's not going to be the coaching anymore. It's going to be the quarterback taking the blame, and probably rightfully so. So I think that's one thing that's going to look different. I think they'll attack the middle of the field a little bit more, which a lot of these great offenses are looking at those linebackers and saying, hey, let's put them in a bind. Let's attack the middle of the field, where the Eagles threw to the middle of the field less than any team in the NFL last season. So again, I don't have like one big thing where I say it's going to look like this and be completely different. I think it's more around the edges, some of those tweaks, some of those wrinkles that they didn't have last year that now you can implement this year.
Do you think Kellen Moore, as a coordinator, sort of adapts what he does based on personnel, or is there sort of an overarching concept or theory as that most of his teams look a certain way?
No, I was looking at his history, both with the Chargers and the Cowboys, and it's different every year. You know, one year he's like top five in how often he uses motion before the snap, and the other season he might be below average. Same in terms of just run-pass ratio and those different things. So there is a little bit of a history there that, hey, this guy has found a way to adapt to the personnel he's had. But there's other factors, too. I mean, in Dallas, he's coaching under Mike McCarthy down there, so that's an offensive coach, so you kind of have to cater to that. Last season, he had injuries with that Chargers team, so it looked a little bit different. But, yes, I do think there. When you look at his history, there's not these consistent themes of he does this one thing everywhere he goes. And to me, that's an encouraging sign.
This offseason, Shield, there's been a lot of talk about roles being identified on the team, particularly by the chief sort of impactors on this team, head coach, quarterback, coordinators, everybody sort of having a defined role. The only role I think people have questions about whether or not that person can fill that role is the role that Nick Sirianni is going to play as head coach this year and not having the same involvement, I guess, in the offense. I guess I'm asking you, how do you think Nick handles that role this year and the impact it has on the team? He's been, he's been told to dial it down a little bit. How do you think he sort of handles that on the sideline this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's a real experiment. This is sort of, I don't remember many scenarios in the NFL where a coach who's been to the Super Bowl, who's been to the playoffs 3 years in a row, and then in the fourth season, it's like they're asking him to do as little as any coach in the NFL. Now, I don't know that that's 100% going to be the case, but that is kind of what it feels like. He's not, you know, coaching the offense. He's not coaching the defense. Even some of the stuff like the in-game decision-making, when to go for it on fourth down, you know, that kind of comes from up above, from the analytics department and the other staffers they have. Stuff like practice, you know, how hard do you practice? How often do you practice? Even that, I think, is more of an organizational decision. So I think he's smart. I think he's self-aware because, you know, they took 9 days from when their season ended to when they announced Nick Sirianni was coming back. And I don't think we need to read between the lines too much to know that Jeffrey Lurie was seriously considering, do I make a move now or do I give him one more season? Because I think Lurie looks at the talent on the roster, specifically on offense. I would think that's what makes him most annoyed, is that, man, I haven't had this talented an offense in my tenure as an owner, and we're scoring 9 points in a playoff game, and it's so easy to stop us. So I think Sirianni was self-aware about what he needed to do to keep his job, and you know, I don't want to say he's kind of got to get out of the way, but he just needs to, like, he's got to have good relationships with players. He's got to be good on the sideline, like you mentioned, his temperament, the timeout. Like, this should not be a team that's wasting timeouts or screwing up the clock. I mean, he doesn't have a lot of other stuff to do during a game. So,
if your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll see how he adapts to it.
Head coach mascot.
But besides that,
yeah.
Shiel.
We're talking to Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer. Shiel, last one for me. That this Devin White thing is just about the weirdest thing I can remember over the last several months with the Eagles, in that we all just sort of had him penciled in as a starter. Now, after the injury, most of the reports are he wasn't going to play that much anyway. They tried to trade him. Any guesses from you as to what is actually going on with Devin White?
Yeah, I mean, I do sort of believe those reports are out there from credible reporters that N'Kobe Dean was going to replace him anyway. And what came to mind was Vic Fangio aligned with the front office on this signing? I mean, when they signed Devin White, I thought, man, Vic Fangio is used to having linebackers with like high football IQs, and they've got to play a big role in his defense. And I thought Devin White just got benched last year by Tampa. That's sort of a bizarre signing that they made. And they gave him $3.5 million guaranteed, which that's not like top linebacker money, but when the Eagles specifically, when they pay a guy that kind of money, they're thinking that guy's going to start for him. And so, I don't know if they were aligned in terms of the coaching and the front office on that one. And now you're right. We're in this weird spot where we thought he was going to start, what, 20, 48 hours ago. And now it's like, is he even going to have a role on this football team? So it is a bizarre wrinkle this close to the opener.
Well, Shiel, we look forward to having, and you did pick, I believe you picked the Eagles in this game, yes?
I did. You know, Spike, I say, whenever any other hosts or other shows ask me for my pick, I say, no, we've been doing it for 8 years.
That's right.
Save it for this show. So, yeah, I've got the Eagles in this game 27-24. I think their defense is going to struggle, but big factor here, the Packers kicker, they just signed an undrafted free agent last week. They had the worst special teams in the NFL last season. And so I'm looking at it going, if this is a close game and you've got Jake Elliott and they've got a kicker who they just signed off the street who got waived by the Titans last week, I like the Eagles' chances. So there you go. I've got Eagles 27, Packers 24.
Wow.
Man, shit, we're in lockstep, brother. We're in harness. I got the same exact score.
Wow.
I'll say it again tomorrow, but yeah.
Two real football guys.
Yeah, I couldn't come on and in my first hit of the season pick the Eagles to lose. That was really, I would just get booed. Fritz would start playing the sound effects. So that's really what was behind my pick. But yes, that's the reasoning for why I picked
Well, you would not be welcome back into Delco not picking the Birds in the opener. You got to pick the Birds. So, all right. Thank you, Shiel.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week. Take care.
Shiel will join us 3 o'clock every Thursday leading up to the game. Now, we've been talking a lot of Eagles. I do have something to say about Bryce Harper.
Here we go. Yet again.
It's supportive.
They're back.
Right. Yeah, they're back. But, whatever. Say your thing, and then I'll talk about
Bryce. It's not a little thing. It's a big deal.
It's a big thing. Is this the thing where you're going to go to somebody's house?
Yeah, who wouldn't want to watch the Eagles with me? And Brent Celek.
Oh, well, there you go. The sell.
When I watch the Eagles at home, I, of course, get Miller Lite from my local Acme. So this season, when you go to your Acme for your game day Miller Lite, register for a chance to win WIP's Ultimate Home Gating Giveaway presented by Miller Lite, including a Weber grill, a 50-inch LG TV, a $750 Acme gift card, a Miller Lite cooler, and Birds legend Brent Celek and yours truly watching an Eagles game at your house. For info and participating Acme market locations, go to 94.WIP.com. MLB.com. It's Miller Time, Eagles fans. Celebrate responsibly.
There you go. Congratulations. You win. Here's Jack. You going to carry the big TV over there?
Yeah. All right. I'll bring beer. We'll talk about Jalen.
So a couple days ago, I remarked after Bryce's comments after the game and before the game about his wrist hurting and his elbow hurting, I compared him to Embiid a little bit, because when he's working through something, when he's a little hurt, he wants to make sure everyone knows.
Yeah.
And the whole thing going on with Bryce now, to me, has even more parallels with Embiid than I even thought in the first place. So they, you know, he swings yesterday, misses the ball, or two days ago, it was the night game, the first game against Toronto, and he winces, grabs his forearm, grabs his elbow, and then does it again, mm-hmm. and then ends up getting hit on the other elbow yesterday or whatever, comes out of the game. And they ask him after the game, should you take a couple of days off, 2 or 3 days off, to try and get healthy leading up to the playoffs? Mm-hmm. And he says that it won't make any difference, and it's going to be how it is, and that's why he's not taking any games off. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some players, Bryce Harper at this point, is he gets injured a lot. He just does. He's injury prone. There are some players that are injury prone for one reason or another, but at this point, he's sort of, his body on some level seems like it's breaking down a little bit. He's only 31, but he's been in the league for 13, 14 years, whatever it is. The fact that he will not take time off to put himself in a better position for the playoffs is a mistake. And I know people want to blame the team. You know, I've seen a lot, the team needs to sit him down. The team needs to sit him down. The Thompson needs to sit him down. They need to sit him down. That's not how this works with star players. Just like it's not how it worked with Embiid. And the fear that I have with Harper, and I think, by the way, it comes from a good place. Mm-hmm. It comes from a place of wanting, feeling a responsibility to the team, knowing that he's important to the team, but it also comes from a place of ego, in that you think the team can't survive without you, and you don't want to be perceived as somebody who doesn't play every game. And all this has done for Embiid his entire career, sure, it got him an MVP, but every time the playoffs come around, the guy is broken down for one reason or another. And finally, hopefully this year with Embiid, they do the right thing. He plays 50 or 55 games, doesn't play any back-to-backs, and he's ready for the playoffs. I would take a wild card over the division if it meant I had a healthy Bryce Harper in the playoffs. And I don't know if the ship has sailed this year, but moving forward, this guy has to be a 130 game a year player from your plan. It has to be your plan.
No.
He's never going to be healthy.
Well, here's the thing. A guy like Bryce is never going to finish a season like without some sort of bumps and bruises. Chase Utley never finished years without having some sort of bumps and bruises. It's the way he plays the game. It's the way Bryce plays the game. It's the way he swings. And you just have to sort of accept it. I think the only thing that has been missing with Bryce is his power. And now we have an explanation as to why the power outage has been there. I feel better. You know why? Because he's batted over 300 for the last month without hitting any home runs. So it hasn't stopped him from hitting the ball. He hits doubles. He just can't get the ball out of the park. He just can't get the ball out of the park for whatever reason. I don't know what it is, but it certainly hasn't stopped him from hitting.
They're not going to win the World Series if he can't hit home runs.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Him sitting one day isn't all of a sudden going to have his power resurge.
Two angles of this. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'm as much talking about the next 5 years as I am talking about this season.
We can't be resting him worried about 5 years from now.
He's under contract for, what, 7 more years?
Yeah.
And he wants more?
They're going to give him 3 more after that.
So he's going to have to refocus his vision of what a season for him looks like. The Phillies are going to have to plan for that. It means they're going to have to spend money this offseason. And also, the other thing that Bryce seems to do that Embiid does is every time Embiid misses a jump shot, mm-hmm. when he has an injury. He mm-hmm. grabs his knee. Mm-hmm. But when the shot goes in, he doesn't grab his knee. Mm-hmm. So, you know, seeing Bryce swing and miss, he's grabbing the arm.
It hurts.
But would he, I get that it hurts. Then you have to do something about it. And I'm not talking about...
Stop comparing him to Embiid.
He's got a lot of Embiid to
same.
Him. He does.
One guy... Well, hold on. Bryce has postseason.
Yes, he does.
He has that on his side.
He's also got failures.
He does.
Sure. He does. I understand the differences.
Yeah.
Bryce has succeeded in a way in the postseason that Joel Embiid
okay.
has not.
Okay.
100%. I'm not saying that they are the same person, mm-hmm. but I am saying that I have seen this type of handle of your body, of the season, of the responsibility that it takes. And to me, the responsibility for Bryce Harper is not to play every single game. The response, and this goes back... this is not a new thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
This goes back to when he did the hamstring, and I didn't want him to come back for the Dodgers
sure.
series. I wanted him
yeah.
to take a week and a half off.
Yeah.
You
guys have been trying to get him out of the lineup for months.
I think he should, forgetting about 1 or 2 days,
yeah.
I think you should take
Joe
10
days. Joe wants him on the IL for 10 days.
I would do the same thing. They can survive. They're surviving without him hitting home runs now. So they
yeah.
could survive 10
without,
days.
They're not surviving without his hitting. He's hitting.
He's hitting, but he's not the guy that they need him to be. I think that it is more important that Bryce Harper is effective in the playoffs
of course.
And healthier than it is that he plays all of these games.
Yeah, but
I think he needs to take that more seriously.
I don't think anybody would disagree with that, but I don't see where this is hurting that. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's obvious how he's hurting it. I mean, maybe not in this particular specific situation, but him coming back... I know he survived it, but I thought him coming back for the Dodgers and A series when he had potentially 15 days off was just a bad bet. We talk about how long this season is and how many games it is. Well, then he should look at the season the same way that everybody else is looking at the season. And instead, he looked at that series and playing in the All-Star game as some sort of more important than any other series during the year. And I think
I appreciate it.
But he puts himself at risk. And we want to win a World Series. We don't want to win a July series against the Dodgers. And he is too important to... I'm not saying he should only play half the games. I'm not saying... But what I am saying is that they
have...
Do you
know what it's like to watch the Sixers without Embiid out there?
But it's different with the baseball.
It sucks.
It's different with baseball.
Not really.
Sure it is.
Nah.
Sure it is.
Nah. Not if you like watching Bryce Harper play, it's not.
Well, yeah, but they won that. They swept that Dodgers series 2 months ago. He played in two of the games and he had one hit.
That's not the point. He's in the lineup. He has to be accounted for in the lineup. There's a sense of confidence he brings being in the lineup. He is the leader of the team. He's the face of the team. How are we going to penalize a guy for wanting to play when he gets so many of these guys that want to sit out every time they get a hangnail?
I agree.
I get sick of this with these guys who miss games for all these phantom illnesses and colds and all this stuff. I mean, Tyrese Maxey, God bless him, I love him. Did he miss 3 games last year because he had the flu? Who the hell gets the flu 3 times in 1 year? You feel me? No, it was a scheduled day off.
I appreciate right. And
yeah, I don't need it.
And look who was the guy at the end of games in the playoffs who still had gas, and look at the guy who didn't.
The guy is 21 years old. He should have gas.
I know, but
what's this flatulence got to do with that either?
But Jalen Brunson ran out of gas. Josh Hart ran out of gas. All these
Mike
guys.
Reese ran out of gas.
Oh, I mean, hold on. They beat us, though. They didn't run out of gas.
They ran out of gas in the next series.
Yeah.
Well, all I'm saying is that I would rather see Bryce Harper approach a season and then manage him the same way they do JT Realmuto. Act like he's a catcher. Give him a day a week off.
He's a first baseman.
Yes.
First baseman, and he is breaking down worse than
really
every player
down.
On
he's,
the roster.
He's got hit in the hand. He got hit in the face. Like, that's not...
No, no, no,
got,
no. The elbow thing has nothing to do with being hit in the hand.
That's the one real injury. That's the one real one.
The hamstring was the only... Like,
well, the wrist?
I know, right now.
Well, what is it? And he's had back issues. He's had elbow issues. He's had wrist issues.
But he plays right. through all that.
I know. And he's being held together with duct tape and super glue at this point. He hasn't hit a home run in a month. This is the same guy that you were talking about winning an MVP 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't hit a home run in a month.
Well aware.
Yeah.
I want him to sit the whole Marlins series. I agree.
Yeah, okay. Well, then what are you coming at me for?
Well, because, again, you got I don't need injury-prone like Carson labels
on Carson.
He is
injury-prone.
Little things.
He is injury prone.
Some of them are out of control. Like some of Embiid's were out of his control.
Yes, which is why you should treat your season as somebody who is like that. You should acknowledge what he has to acknowledge. No. He's not 23 years old.
If he wants to play, he plays.
Well, he should.
It's baseball.
Yes.
He gets the bat four times a game, and he's standing over there at first base.
He's not
running around everywhere.
And yet he's still falling apart. I just want the guy to be available in the playoffs. He's too important.
Well, he hasn't
missed
any playoff games.
Well, I want him to be him in the playoffs.
He is him.
2 years ago,
capital
Tommy John.
Capital I, capital M.
The grounds him. Into a lot of double plays.
Not in the playoffs.
Wow. Well, we'll see.
Got the ninth highest OPS in the history of the playoffs.
Oh, is there a banner for that?
I'm just letting you know.
Is there a banner?
Well, hold on. 2 years ago, he played through a Tommy John, torn Tommy John ligament. Last year, recovering from Tommy John, he's played through these things.
Yes.
I think right now it's different. I would sit him for a little bit of time.
Okay. All right. Well, then,
because you know, you get a sharp tongue. Again, it's always the tongue with you.
Pause.
Yes, that's
I got
good
him on
yes.
the pause.
That's a good one, yes.
Right? All right. Coming up next, we do not have Elliot in Brazil.
Nope. So, he might be kidnapped.
So apparently, well, they may have taken his phone away in this Brazilian prison.
I hope so.
Yeah. But,
oh, no, he's not in prison, is he?
No, he's not. He's
he
not.
Might be in prison.
But he might be also around for Insider of the Year.
Oh, so we make him sit there and listen to it.
Exactly right.
Okay. So coming up next, I have a bit of a bone to pick with Jason Kelce and Seth Joyner.
So Harper first?
Yes.
You are really on a roll today,
buddy.
I'm
taking them all down. New sheriff. New sheriff. That is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.